For the Drug Truth Network, it's the 420 Drug War News.
My name is David Lissa. I'm a member of FACT, which is Families to Amend California's Three Strikes in California. I'm in the, out of the Santa Barbara area of the Central Coast of California. And I'm embarking on a journey, a ride for justice across the country from Santa Barbara to Washington, D.C., to a journey for justice, which is a march on Washington to protest our prison system in America and our incarceration rate. And along the way, I want to highlight California's three strikes, which is the most draconian three strikes law in the nation.
That particular law has hit you personally, hit your family.
Yeah, exactly. My younger brother is serving a 26-year-to-life sentence for possession of a residue amount of methamphetamine. Basically, the scrapings on the inside of a baggie, and he's already done 9 years of a 26-to-life-year sentence on that charge. He's really pleased with what I'm doing, and he's getting support from other inmates in his prison, and, you know, they've collected money, and they're going to send in what, you know, a few dollars they have to try to support my effort also. You know, our drug war, supposed war on drugs over the last 20 or 30 years has really done nothing but destroy families and waste billions and billions of dollars. You know, drugs aren't any, you know, less available than they were 20 or 30 years ago. As a matter of fact, they're probably more available and cheaper. You know, so, the thousands of lives that have just been wasted away, and the families of those inmates that have to deal with the hardship of having someone in there, and the children of these inmates, and, you know, husbands, wives, it's a strain on everybody, and it's not doing our society any good, and it's wasting money in the process. It's actually detrimental to our society, I believe.
On this cross-country, approximate 3,000-mile journey on his bicycle, David manages to ride approximately 100 miles a day in this August sun.
It depends. Generally, you know, around 100 miles, you know, anywhere, give or take, 10 or 20 miles each day. I'm on mile 73 right now, and I've got another 40 or so to go to get to Longview, Texas.
As the regular listeners to the Drug Truth Network are aware, we have another gentleman, former officer Howard Wooldridge, riding his horse Misty back across America to point out that cops are now starting to say legalize all drugs and asking folks to ask him why. Texas's Lance Armstrong gets untold publicity for riding his bicycle across France. I think David deserves a lot of respect for what he's doing in his trip across America. Again, he's doing it in support of the Journey for Justice March on Washington, D.C. on August 13th. To learn more, visit journeyforjustice.org. Dean Becker, 420 Drug War News.